Good morning, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone. You know, we remember our fallen soldiers, those who have put their lives on the line so that we may live free in peace, and we may be a nation that conquers not only those who would attempt to destroy us, but also we conquer falsehood with truth. This past week, I had an email sent to me by John Henry Weston. John Henry is, I don't think we're really good friends, but we've become good friends. And he was in Rome, and he was at Santa Maria Maggiore, St. Mary Major, the basilica, one of the four basilicas of Rome, the only one dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And he's standing before the statue of Regina Paces, Queen of Peace, and he's holding up, I got mine right here, I actually have one. He's holding up a challenge coin in front of it and gets a picture taken and sends it to me. Well, why? Well, because on this challenge coin is that image he was standing in front of. She's the patroness of what we now call the United States Grace Force. But inscribed on this coin, first it says Regina Paces, and then it says Virgo Potens, Virgin Most Powerful. So peace and power. And inscribed in Latin is Per Virtutum Pax, peace through strength. So we've talked about this before. All my guys have one, don't you guys? Oh, they're going to pull them out. That's great. Before Mass starts, we always challenge each other. That's the point of the coin, to see if we all have. Got it? Nice. I'm not going to point to who's embarrassed they didn't have it today. But the point is that we're in this together, okay? That's, I think, what challenge coins were intended to be. They go all the way back to Rome, but became more popular in the last two world wars, is even those who are firefighters, first responders, they even get into challenge coins themselves. It's just a sense of being together, true to the mission. And we use peace through strength that was popularized by Ronald Reagan. And he said, I don't have the quote in front of me, something like, but weakness only invites aggression, he says, within that quote. Peace through strength, weakness only invites aggression. It's true. Weakness invites aggression. You know, we look at our world today, we see that sometimes we feel like Satan's eating our lunch. You know, that we're on the retreat, and the aggression of evil seems to be fierce. And so what's the remedy for this? Well, sometimes there has to be physical battles. We don't want that. But what's needed most of all is strength. Sure, strength with our military, but strength in our own personal character, strength in our soul. You know, I was watching some of the clips of the fighting men and women during this Memorial Day weekend, and I even saw some who were being enlisted, and they made their pledge, and what did they do? They swore obedience to the president and to their commanding officers. That's really a big part of what strength is all about. We swear our pledge to Jesus Christ and to legitimate authority within the church. We want to be strong in the Lord. Okay? We can't do that. We can't be strong if we're not a united front, moving as one. We're strong in the way in which we believe in and even fight for the truths of our faith. We fight in a different way. We don't use guns and knives. We use the power of the supernatural. We pray with belief. We live our lives in a way that says to the world around us, I'm quite serious about this. You know, I often, I think of these guys who just do such a great job, and a lot of people comment, they look like soldiers up here. I think they should, because what you're helping us guys to understand is that this is a serious thing that we're doing here at Mass. The Son of God is coming onto that altar. We're about to really consume that. That's no small matter. And so don't we see, you know, the military, you know, who with great precision and synchronicity. Why? Because this is a serious matter. This is a serious matter. I saw a clip of a soldier planting a flag at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as a tornado was heading his way. These huge gusts of wind, and he never was bothered in any way at all. He kept every movement precise as he came to that tomb and planted that flag. It's a sign of strength. And see, it's through that strength. See, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. You know, we seem to want to find peace through income security or getting a lot of locks in our house or climbing the corporate ladder or whatever, you know. We think each one of these things are the source of peace in our lives, but that's not what Jesus is talking to. You know, that's a world. But even I think the military understands what Jesus is talking about. The peace that we receive is through strength. I look at each one of those soldiers. I'm always starstruck by soldiers or first responders, police men and women. You know, because why? Because you decided to enter into something where tomorrow you might die? For me? For us? Total strangers? What the heck? Doesn't make sense. By the world's standards, right? By the world's standards. Not as the world gives. But see what these men and women who put their lives on the line every day receive is peace. They're fighting for something greater than themselves. Something noble. They're not trying to find personal peace and safe spaces and trying not to be triggered. No. They step up, and by doing so, they find peace. You see, I've been observing this, and I talk with a lot of people who have been in the military too, and I think one of the many ways why military men and women, after they leave the military or retire, why they talk about this emptiness within themselves. Why? Because they received that peace of heart while they were there and standing up for and willing to die for something greater than themselves. And so you know what I want to do with them? Is I want to help them. I want to help people who are no longer in the military because you know what I want them to know about? We still have to fight for something greater than ourselves and more noble than ourselves. We got to fight for truth. We got to fight for goodness. We have to fight for our faith. We have to fight for the morals, the values that are the foundation of our culture. And you know what? It isn't easy today. Why? Because for far too long we haven't been strong. And so a lot of territory has been taken. While we sat by and went, that doesn't seem right, but let me do my cookout over here. I'm not against cookouts. I'm going to go to a bunch this week, you know. I already went to a bunch. But you know what I mean? We got to be strong. We got to be strong. We have to understand that that's where peace comes. We have to be strong. Why? Because God needs you. Remember the old posters? The military needs you. And Uncle Sam pointing a finger. God needs you. He doesn't need you because he's God. But he set it up this way. He set us up to be missionaries, to be soldiers of Christ. As St. Paul says in his letter to Timothy, you are soldiers of Christ. Doesn't mean we go around and beat everybody up. But it means that we show strength. Do we take this seriously? 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 You see what I'm doing there? I mean, we got to be extravagant. How extravagant it was for that soldier to march with 60 miles an hour winds, you know, rain going sideways. And he never budged as he moved toward the tomb of the unknown soldier. This guy's serious. This guy's serious. Are we? Pervertutum pax. Peace through strength. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.